And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner catching up now with Norwalk Boys Wrestling Coach Jake Brown. Coach, you had a big one last night at home, the duel against Indianola. Didn't end up going your way, 47-17 loss to a really talented Indianola team. But what were your takeaways from that duel, and how can you learn and grow from it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough night. There are some things maybe on paper I looked at it that I thought could have went this way, and most of those did not go that way. They had a few guys back that had been out. With them being when they're full strength, I mean, they're probably the second best dual team in the state. I see it as that. So, but you know, we got an opportunity at conference a week from Saturday, and then we also see them at districts to, you know, maybe right a few of those what we see as wrongs. But yeah, they're a talented group, and we didn't perform our best, and that's okay. We can improve on that.
Well, you've had a busy month of January and a really good month of January. Your dual record was 20-3 going into that meet on Thursday night. So a lot of positives as well there. What have been some of the big highlights for you and the individual standouts that you've seen here over the last few weeks?
You know, it's been a weird mix of competition. We haven't, like, it's kind of slowed down as far as, like, highly ranked teams that, like it was the before break, but I mean, just overall, the group's just been wrestling really well overall, and the culture's been just very positive and high with these guys and wrestling as a team, and that's kind of led to a lot of, you know, results where we're winning by a lot. You know, there's some guys coming on strong at the end. Tyler Sanford's been on a good run lately. Had another ranked win last night against an Indianola opponent. Colton Borchardt Johnson continued to do the things he's been doing. You know, Dominic Tigner, Cy Martinez, I mean, Harrison Tripp. It's been a lot of guys getting a lot of good wins. So there's a lot of guys that had a really good stretch there. And but now we know, I mean, it started last night. And it started last weekend with Bob Sharp but at Ankeny Tournament. But we're kind of in the meat of our schedule, we'll call it. So.
And how are you guys doing health-wise? Is the team pretty healthy overall?
I mean, there's a lot of sickness things where we've been battling, but I mean, I feel like that's kind of been the news around the state. You know, Bob Sharp, there's three other teams that are ranked in the top 10 there with Linmar, Ankeny, and Indianola and us. And I mean, there was a lot of kids out sick, and you know, we got guys, we're full strength as far as physically, but we're battling a little bit of illness stuff. Nothing too bad, but this guy's kind of toughing it out, and it's hard. It's hard to wrestle when you don't feel very well, but, you know, they're battling through it. So,
what's coming up on your schedule now? You said you're in the meat of it. What are some of the big meets that are coming up here in the next week or so?
Well, absolutely tomorrow, which is Saturday, the Battle of Waterloo. It's a tournament at Urbandale. It's 25 teams, I believe. I think I saw iWrestle put out a post there today. I think it's 9 out of the top 10 teams are all there. And I mean, we're number 11, and I know there's a lot of teams in that top 20. It's probably, it's, I think I was telling you before, it's a miniature state tournament. I mean, there's some brackets where I think at 190, all the guys ranked 1 through 10 are all in this bracket. And it's, I mean, if you place top 8 there, you're a guy who's looking to place at the state tournament, to be honest with you. You're going to see a lot of, I mean, if everybody's healthy, you should see a lot of 1-3, 2-3, you know, 1-4 kind of like rankings in the finals there. It's a fun tournament, and it's definitely eye-opening of where you're at as an individual compared to everybody else in the state. But obviously it's very Central Iowa strong, but it's a great tournament. So that's tomorrow, and then we got a duel with Ankeny and Urbandale on Thursday, and Urbandale's a tough group. I mean, they're ranked like 20th, I think, and they call it an upset. They knocked us off last year when we were ranked higher than them on a tough meet, and so I know the guys really want to get that one back. I do too. And Ankeny's, I think they're ranked 7th right now in the dual ranking, so that'd be a nice one to get and feel good about going into the next week where we have a regional duel on that Tuesday. And also the conference tournament a week from tomorrow. You know, like we talked about, getting right in some of those wrongs maybe that we felt that we should have gotten or could have done better again against Indianola.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys wrestling coach Jake Brown on Coach's Corner. Regional duels, you mentioned that is coming up too here soon. When do you find out exactly where you're going and what those pairings look like?
Find out on Tuesday of next week where we're going. I felt like maybe if we somehow knocked, you know, if we had a perfect night and somehow beat Indianola, that we would have hosted, but that did not happen last night. So we will be traveling somewhere. I'm guessing we finish anywhere from 10 to 13 in the final dual ranking. So we'll wait and see where we go. I got a feeling it'll be Waukee Northwest and pair up with somebody else too to travel along to go there. So we'll see.
Well, what do you want to see out of your guys here over this next week and a half to 2 weeks as you're gearing up for that big district meet later in February? What are the main items you want to see out of the guys and as a team?
Definitely individuals just responding to tough matches and tough opponents. Like I said, we're at the meat of the schedule, and especially tomorrow, I mean, we're going to run into some hammers. So are we just going to cower down to guys, roll over, or are we going to be like, I mean, we're going to respond to it like, all right, we're wrestling the best of the best, let's go get some big wins and roll like that. So we will, like I said, it shows a lot of how you are as a team and who you are, and I know this team has got a lot of potential to be really good, so I'm hoping to see a lot of really good results over tomorrow and the next week or so.
And before I let you go, I know Colton Borcherding Johnson's been in that number two spot all year at the heavyweight in Class 3A. Who are some of the other guys that are still in those individual rankings for you?
Harrison Tripp, I think he's number 9 or number 10, 215. Victor's number 9. Victor Sparza's number 9 at 190. 175, Tyler Stanford's not in there, but he definitely will be in the last set of rankings. He's knocked off 2 or 3 different ranked guys just in the past 2 weeks alone. Ken Borchering Johnson's number 12 at 165. Dominic Tigner's number 7 at 157. Liam McLaughlin's number 12 at 150. And Asaya Martinez is number 9 at 113.
All right, that's a pretty good group, Coach. Thanks for your time. That's Norwalk Boys Wrestling Coach Jake Brown. Good luck at Urbandale tomorrow and going forward here.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.